Obviously, very disappointed, and I apologize to all patients that were affected. We worked very hard to highlight the importance of confidentiality and the importance of keeping documentation that identifies patients absolutely secure. It starts with staff on induction and is reiterated through departmental meetings and our quality meetings, etc. I'm not making excuses, but it is difficult. Sometimes where you have patients of the same name and surname, and you'd be surprised it happens quite frequently, and living in the same townland, and occasionally even in the same street. Again, we do have a system in place to alert staff that if there's two patients with the same name or very similar names on a ward, to highlight the staff so that they check, because each patient has a unique patient number, they should check that they are speaking with the right patient. Mm. Similarly, we've taken a number of measures over the last number of years, including putting shredding bins that are locked or from lists and patient lists as they're going around, and undertaking treatments and organising tests. But for those documents to be put in those bins, to be shredded so that they're not left lying around. The case that you're talking about was found in the hospital in a patient room. It may well have fallen out of somebody's pocket and they didn't notice. I'm not saying that's acceptable, but as I say, we will continue to try and take every measure that we can to ensure the security of patient information.